Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is David Kaufman, who is a strategic advisor for business owners, keynote speaker, author, and trainer. He helps business owners systematize their business so they can find freedom in their business so they can spend more time with their family and friends. David, welcome.
Thank you, Mitchell. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you know, it is always amazing. You know, I see people's websites, I see their LinkedIn profile, I make a guess on who they're going to be. And I so thoroughly enjoyed our green room conversation of who you are and who you turned out to be based on my guess. And
yeah,
I'd love the audience to see you as well. What is your CPOP? What is your customer point of pain?
So, broken relations within the workplace.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
I mean, in today's world, it's really fascinating. As we are in this massive transformation from the industrial age to something new, I call it the global village. But as we're in there, and as it was exacerbated by the events of COVID and other things, the workplace is so amazingly broken.
Yeah.
So, David, tell me more.
So even before COVID, like before all of this pandemic and craziness, the workplace was broken. As far as leaders really truly leading and engaging their employees based on personalities and helping them. So what I do is I help them, help leaders and business owners, individuals, even married couples. I teach them how to understand and relate to other people. And I do that by seminars. I do that by trainings, going into the companies and training them, and just having a relationship. We have coaching and we lead them through the process of healing what I call broken relationships in the workplace.
Mm. And I so thoroughly enjoyed listening to the answer to the next question that I just can't let the audience wait any longer. Could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
So I'm handpicked by the Zig Ziglar family to carry on the legacy of the American legend, one of the most trusted names in personal development, Zig Ziglar. Also one of 10 in the world master
Very cool.
Trainers.
Just to say, very cool.
Yeah. I'm so proud of that, but I feel the weight of that. And it's an honor. It really is an honor.
And then, sorry, I cut you off while you were talking about the your top 10.
So I'm one of 10 in the world master trainers with the DISC model of human behavior as well.
And how many people do you think you've touched over with the work you've been doing?
Thousands. In 2019, I traveled the country and the world. Spoke 51 times, so that's once a week somewhere in the world. And it's just such an honor to be able to have an impact. And I could tell you so many stories on the impact that the changes, the savings of marriages, even though it's in a workplace, because they started understanding people from a different perspective and they started realizing that we're all different, but different is what makes a bouquet of flowers really, really beautiful.
Hmm. That's beautiful. And it's a little bit of, but can you also let us know, how do you actually go out sharing your credibility?
Well, you know, I think that if it's just on stage or if it's just on seminars, but it has to be every day. It has to be when you're not on. It has to be who you really are. And who I am is a farm boy from Georgia. that wasn't supposed to take on this path of being an influencer and helping people and things like that. That just wasn't in my cards. But at age 13, I had that calling. And so here's the deal. I've been mentored by some amazing people. Michael E. Gerber with the E-Myth, Myron Golden, Zig Ziglar, Howard Partridge. And I think it's so important for every person, not just influencers, but every person to continually put something in so that we can give something out. If we don't give, what good are we to society?
I'd say that is a beautiful statement to a beautiful aha message to leave people with. If we don't give, what good are we to society? Absolutely love that. If you're listening to this, or you're watching this, and you have broken relationships in the workplace, and obviously you may recognize that or you may not, but you know, if it feels a little funny, you do. You're going to want to reach out to David Kaufman. David, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
So I'd love it if your listeners could go to empoweringsmallbiz.com. And on that website, you're going to see a little tab that says schedule a free strategy call. And I would love to spend about 30 minutes with you personally, one-on-one with a free strategy call. Empoweringsmallbiz.com.
Beautiful. David, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Great to get to know you. Great to get to spread a little bit more cred dust of yours. And for those who have listened to this, you know the importance of sharing David's message. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.